Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Annette Freeman is here with us.
Love her.
Hi.
I love
stupid stuff you've bought. stupid stuff you spent your money on. I bought spot stickers. They're for killing. If you got a spot, you stick it on the spot and it sucks it out, apparently.
Yes.
Now you're staring.
I can see.
Had you already seen it?
I noticed it before this, but I didn't know whether I didn't want to bring it up.
Oh, maybe
in case you were going to.
Because I was kind of thinking, nobody's noticing it. But it's probably that people are too polite to say it. Is that it?
Yeah, I was too polite to say it. I didn't want to, you know.
Because I've had them on all day. I was in the child's school and I was down
that's
the school.
That's not again. A spot.
What?
That's not a spot. Like, there's nothing under that. Like,
oh, there was something under it, yeah. And I squeezed it. Yeah, and I was at it then, you know, and it's sore.
Right.
Fionnuala, here's my theory on the spot. The spot dots. They say it sucks it out. It doesn't suck it out. Here's a theory, and it's the same theory that you'd have about a plaster as well. It's like you stick something on it, then you can't pick at it. You're not at it then.
Mm.
Because the thing is covered over. You can't touch it. It's like a little reminder to you, I can't go at it. And then it'll heal. It'll heal quicker then. That's what'll encourage healing. Anyway, there's no sticker spots in the party bags. This is the story of we're spending more and more on kids' birthday party bags. And this has become a massive thing. Annette was asking the question a couple of minutes ago, is this a Dublin thing that we've gotten sucked into as boggers, as culchies, with children growing up in Dublin that were obligated, or is this across the nation? Ireland, let us know, 0874 100102.
Do you think as culchies we need to put in an extra special effort for our kids to be liked?
Are we compensating?
Are we compensating because our kids aren't truly dubs?
I will confess, I don't get it. It's a thing I don't understand, and I think it's put it down in there with Halloween, these ostentatious displays on the houses at Halloween. It's one of these very Americanized notions of...
It's only a recent thing, the party bag. I think it's like something that was maybe born out of Celtic Tiger. Let's just blame the Celtic Tiger.
Recent
for
thing.
Party bag.
Seeming like 20 years ago then, is it?
Oh, right, no. Is it that long ago?
Jesus,
since is it?
Yeah.
Isn't time flying?
We were all kids during the Celtic Tiger.
God.
JP. I have a question, yes, sorry. At the risk of setting myself up for a fall...
What's a party bag?
What's a party bag?
Ah, okay.
Nettie, do you want to tell them?
Well, a party bag is a little bag that you give to kids when they're leaving a party which you've provided for them, which you've already plied them with sweets, sometimes brought them to, you know, Jump Zone or something elaborate like that. There has to be an activity now
rented
around
a bouncy castle, rented a gaming van. We rented a gaming van.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like a double-decker bus parked in your driveway.
That's enough, lads. You're doing, you know, you're doing some event and then
cake.
At the end of it, you're getting a cake and you're not making it yourself. You're buying that bad boy in and it's two-tier. And then you need to supply them with the party bag when they're leaving. And essentially a party bag has to have miniature bits and bobs in it. So I've actually brought you in two parts.
You're crazy. Yeah. That's not even my birthday.
She made us part. No, it's not your birthday. Do you not understand? No. It's for the guests of your child's birthday.
So hang on. So you're celebrating technically your own child's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, by throwing a party, they invite everyone in their class, or they invite all of the same sex, or the children of the same sex in the class. They invite them all to your house or to whatever the party is, right?
Mm.
Right? And they have the cake, they have all the bits and bobs. And then as they're leaving, you give them, each of them, a bag full of junk that ends up instantly ripped up and shredded all over the backseat of your car.
Yes.
And then...
Or in your driveway.
And then subsequently in the second drawer of your kitchen, where it's like, what's that yo-yo doing there?
Yeah.
So Nettie brought us... She brought us party bag.
So this is like... It's like bribery or a thank you for coming along to my party.
It's a thank you. It's not bribery. It's a thank you. Essentially all party bags would have exactly the same things in them. Now, those party bags that I've given you, they don't have the same things
in
them.
Well, this is going to cause rows. So straight away in school tomorrow, me and JP are going to be like, what do you get in the party bag? And JP will be like, well, I got this. And then I'll be like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't get that. And then we start punching the face out of your child.
But this is just for radio.
My bag has unicorns and rainbows on the front.
Now, that's the other thing. You got to buy specifically
branded party bag. And they can't be the same from year to year. Now, if you have the same sex child and you have some party bags left over, you know, just the actual bag, you can use them. And I have done that in the past. But what I've got savvy about recently is I've bulk buyed stuff on Amazon.
So have I.
Because I have been there the night before a birthday party where I've been skirting around, hoping nobody would mention the party bag to me. And then I hear this little voice say, "Mammy, have you done my party bag?"
This is the thing. There's huge pressure on the child. The children themselves take on a lot of pressure, which is like, "Come here, it's my party in 6 weeks' time. what are we thinking in terms of the party bag?" Yeah. I mean, there needs to be jellies. There needs to be some sort of a toy. Mm. There needs to be maybe a pencil, maybe a notepad of some kind.
Would it be one of those whistles that sort of rolls up and then blows out?
Just a ridiculous tat.
No, you don't put that in. That's for the actual party, JP.
That wouldn't be in the bag.
I just don't understand, guys.
Yeah.
Do you know where's good for a party bag crap?
Tiger.
I was just going to say Tiger Copenhagen.
Yeah.
They're the winners, I think.
They are.
And the other thing that we did, which has stood to us, is I bought a couple of hundred brown paper bags with a handle. You know the
oh, they're very plain though. I wouldn't get away with them.
You can draw on them. Like, you can draw on them.
Oh, right. And who draws on them?
Do you draw on them? I can do the drawing. I'm like, "Here, shut up. It's raining. Here, you can't have the Xbox. That's Daddy's Xbox." Shut up. Get drawn there. You have to draw 500 on 500 party bags. Sorry, Jean-Paul.
Sharon, I think you might be my spirit animal. She's been in touch on 0874-100-102. She says, "I refused to give party bags at my children's parties. Should have seen the disappointed faces." Is it considered bad form to opt out of the party bag circuit if you're in the circuit?
Yeah, I'd say that's difficult to do. I really, really admire Sharon.
Yeah, well done. Genuinely well done, Sharon.
Because
yeah, and you know what? There's more of these things that we can all agree we're not doing, the better. And we can give them better parties because we're not spending the budget on stupid stuff that they don't need.
I say it every year, and then it's like a month before the birthday, and you just want to do the best by your kid. You just want to give them the best experience, and then you end up spending €600.
I can clearly identify a couple of these objects came from Copenhagen. Tiger.
Did they?
Tiger Copenhagen.
Don't eat that sweet. It's in the press ages.
You mean the one with the hairy one? Okay.
I'll leave my child is... Oh!
Jesus.
This is a little bouncy yoke. They have a little sucky thing and it's got a spring on it and it will eventually release and hit the microphone. Ready?
Don't do any damage.
Oh!
I got one of those too.
This is a great crack.
And just do that.
You've got a timeout, a classic timeout.
I love that.
The type of bar that will be left in the press for months.
And then the parents will eat it. But that's not a bad thing.
You've got your Haribos, classic.
You've got to have Haribos.
Yeah, apparently you have to have Haribos. I don't have any Haribos.
You've got a Chubba Chub.
Yeah, you got a Whoopie Cushion.
I was only saying I've never eaten a Chubba Chub.
Suck it.
What?
You've
never had a Chubba Chub?
I've never had a Chubba Chub.
I don't like being...
Did you
order
see your
to
man,
suck it.
The guy that owns you suck that.
I don't.
You suck that Chupa Chup.
I don't like your tone.
The man who owns Chupa Chups.
Tell me.
He owns a $120 million super yacht and it was parked in Cork over the weekend.
Go away. I did not know that.
There you go.
That's
now.
That's interesting.
So JP's getting his first Chupa Chup.
I got a Whoopie Cushion.
That's not fair.
That's great crack.
That's not fair. That's only going to cause consternation in the class. And the thing is that we all need to do is just opt out. Be that parent that texts the class WhatsApp group and saying, "Hi guys, listen, I'm just letting you know we're not doing the birthday bags."
Just give your kids the heads up. Now, you can get some nice things in it. And one year we got little seeds, wildflower seeds, which was cute. And then another little girl had a birthday close to Christmas. So I think it was some tiger. It was like a little Christmas decoration that you could make. And it is hung on the tree every year.
Thoughtful
stuff.
It is
thoughtful. You can't, but if you've the time, but who's the time?
Nobody has the time.
So that's I did actually, one year I pulled it out. I pulled it out of the bag one year and I went on Amazon and I got like 20 Judy Moody books and I put a book because it only worked out like at 95 cent each or whatever.
Wow.
And all the sweets. Now I don't know whether any of the kids read the book or not,
it's like when you're going through the drive through at McDonald's and they say, "We're all out of toys, do you want the book?" And you can hear the screams of despair from the back seat of the car. Books? David Walliams? No, I've read it already.
Sinead makes a great point, and maybe you can speak to the truth of this. Maybe this is the case. She says, "Ray, the party bag is how you politely say to the kids, go on, feck off home now. The party's over."
Absolutely. And the thing is, when a dad shows up like 7 minutes after, so it's like all the collections are at 2.
Yeah.
And at 1:59, all the parents arrive, but there's one dad, and he's taken like 6 of them home, and it's 7 minutes past. You're standing there with seven party bags in your hand waiting for Dave to ring the bloody doorbell. Dave, 7 minutes. TikTok, baby.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.